The Cookbook of Common Prayer, written by Francesca Haig and read by Sancia Robinson. It's Papa B who taught me to understand stories. My grandpa read me so many stories that I learned how they can come outside of their pages until a story is something you can move around in, like a house or a forest, all dark up above and sideways and down below too. When I was small, even smaller than I am now, Papa B used to read me The Lorax, and the bit at the start went into my head and never came out. If you want to hear the story of The Lorax, the book says, you have to go and ask the Onceler. The Oncelers are sort of monster person that you never even see properly. Just a glimpse of green hands or a peek of eyes through a window. From way up high in his creepy tower, he sends down a bucket on a rope. And the only way to hear the story is to put in exactly the right things. 15 cents, one nail, and a snail shell. Not just any snail shell either. It has to be from an ancient snail, a grandfather four times over. Papa B used to read me The Lorax over and over. It was one of our very best books. So since all the bad things started happening and our house started to fill up with stories that nobody will tell, I've known exactly what to do. The stories are building up, like the dust in Dougie and Sylvie's bedrooms. Mum and Dad are stuck, and Sylvie's stuck, and Dougie's stuck too, in his own way. Our whole family's stuck tight, and nothing can be fixed until they find a way to make their stories word-shaped. And everyone's so busy being stuck that nobody notices me at all anymore. I'm only small after all. 11 years old, and mainly knees and elbows, and always in the way, like sausage dog. I know it's not easy to make people tell the truth. I'm still learning about how there are different kinds of truths, the right ones and the wrong ones. When our cat died, my teacher said, "I'm sure she's gone to a better place." I said, "I think he's in the freezer at the vet's." That's the wrong kind of truth, apparently, because Mrs. Conway made me pick up rubbish in the playground at recess for being rude. But I know how to fix my family and how to shake the stories loose. Because of The Lorax and Papa B, I understand something about stories that the others don't. If you want someone to tell you their story, you have to find the price and pay it.